Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Good morning and welcome to the TexasLending.com mortgage show. I think I scared my radio mates here.
Just a tad.
I don't know if you were expecting the liftoff there, but we are lifted off here on the TexasLending.com mortgage show, ready to share with you all the things about home buying, home refinancing, home equity, all the things you want to know that you didn't want to know coming into a Saturday morning. And we want to make sure that you, every weekend, can get to know how to get the best rates in Texas on your refinance, your cash-out refinance, your home purchase, how to go along the process. We're here to answer your questions today. That's what the show is all about. It's a answering your questions kind of show. And you get your questions in real simply by texting us. There's several ways to get in touch with us, but people generally don't call the show. We've always welcomed you to call the show. There's this number. It's called 877-881-1053. You can call us, but Tress sometimes isn't very nice over the phone. And so we ask you to text us instead.
Yeah, that's
You can text us at 972-387-4600. 972-387-4600. Ask us how much money you can save with a cash-out refinance, how much money you can save by lowering your rate and your mortgage. Ask us how to get yourself into a home if you're thinking about buying and you're not quite sure how to get it going. It's a stress-free question because we don't know who you are.
Who
and
are you?
We can't say no. That's one of our problems. We are yes people. And I'm joined by one of my yes people, yes friends, yes mates. It's Tress Collins. Hi, Tress.
Hey, Kevin.
What's been going on? I've been gone the last couple of weeks.
Yeah. Oh, you know, stuff. Just uneventful stuff. Work, dog, husband.
Not necessarily
garden.
In that order, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. All right. Dog and husband. Man, those sound like some pretty heavy things.
Yeah. Well, you're not wrong.
Yeah, yeah. Uncle Bubba.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Not a whole lot. It's good to see you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you've been, what have you been doing? Golfing?
Golfing, working. Yeah. Golfing, working, golfing, yeah. Working.
Well, I like your agenda better than
eating.
Mine.
So I've been gone. We've been on the road. You know, we've been trying to kickstart the summer in the Miller household. We're typically golfing and baseball, golfing and baseball, golfing and baseball. The golfing is taking a little bit of a hiccup because Nate's got a little we're seeing chiropractors about it and massage therapists. He's got a pain point in between his shoulder blades on his right there in his vertebrae and muscle somewhere there, caused by probably the golf swing. We're not sure what's causing it, but he's also growing fast. So
yeah, he's growing fast.
But we have that going on. Then we went to the College World Series last week.
That was cool.
So we went and played some baseball with his baseball team up there, and they had about 300 teams up there for a kids' tournament. At the same time, they had the College World Series.
Who won?
So we went to the College World Series for a couple days.
Mississippi State.
And Mississippi State ended up winning. The same team that beat Texas ended up winning the whole thing.
My team, North Carolina State, got robbed out of it.
I don't know if they got robbed.
They got
COVIDed.
They got COVIDed.
So we got, but anyway, yeah, interesting times. We'll talk more about that if anyone ever wishes to talk about the College World Series and the things that go on there. Pretty cool stadium, got to say. The TD Ameritrade Stadium is pretty nice for a small little college. Creighton University, that's their college stadium. Huh? So who knew that? Who also knew or has ever spent time up there in Council Bluffs, Iowa?
I've been there.
The town just east of Missouri, east of Omaha.
Is Omaha, Nebraska.
Council Bluffs, yeah. Iowa. If you want to get, ever going to want to get in the witness protection program and disappear off the face of the earth, go to Council Bluffs.
That's where
Iowa.
They all go. Huh? Yeah.
Well, I thought it was Hobbs, New Mexico. But.
So anyway, we are talking about your home loan here. If you want to get your question in, you can ask us right now at 972-387-4600. They move a little bit slower in Council Bluffs. I mean, they move slow. You know, it took – I'm not going to complain. I'm just going to say it looks like if you're actually living there – and you're enjoying your life there, things move at a slower pace. So people walk slower, talk slower, move slower. You know, things happen slower. And so, you know, this is kind of an interesting little thing here.
Do they have
America.
The internet there?
They have the internet there, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Are you talking like service-wise?
They had this cool place over in the southwest Omaha side. They had this place called Beyond Golf.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Beyond Golf is a bar, restaurant, full bar restaurant,
that
about 100 TVs. And they have 6 golf simulators that you can sit and play over 300 different golf courses. And it's kind of like Top Golf indoors with a golf simulator with you and your friends ordering food, sitting there, like bowling, like you'd be bowling or something like this, or Top Golfing. But it's indoors in a bar. And you can watch all your College World Series or whatever you're doing. Cool little place. Yeah. I asked them, I said, is this all over the country? They said, no, this is the only one. This is the only one here. Someone else might have something like that, but it's not called Beyond Golf.
In Grapevine, there's something like
that. Yeah, it's not called Beyond Golf. So anyway, that was cool.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's a culmination of 2 weeks. There's a lot more events that happened. But a couple tornado warnings sitting over in Alabama when we were down there for golf.
Yeah. Oh, that's always interesting.
Yeah, waking up at 4 in the morning, getting in the bottom of the hotel. And then, you know, so you're in a tornado warning. You're in southeast Alabama, which I don't know which it's more of northwest Florida or southeast Alabama. I said, which one is this? Are we more of northern Florida here, or is northern Florida part of southern Alabama? You tell me. So we're up there, and we're in the hotel. It's 4 in the morning. They shuttle us down into the bottom of the hotel, right, the first floor, into a room. And I said, I don't really see how this room right here, and right next to the windows outside, is any better than any other part of this hotel. It's not like we're sitting in some kind of bunker or something like that. Then I get to thinking, they're just being efficient. In case we get wiped out by the tornado, all the bodies will just be sitting in one spot. That's what I was thinking.
Oh,
we'll all be closer together, easier to find. You know?
How optimistic.
Well, I just don't understand why they had us all sit there. I was like, from everything I've ever heard, this is the least better room in the place, you know?
So, well, I guess they don't have, you know, a center closet or a bathroom large enough to hold everyone.
If everything's blown away, that little compartment will still be there and all y'all will
or
be
it
in
could.
It.
Hopefully. There was no compartment. It was just a Holiday Inn.
How many people?
Room. Probably 80 or 90 people.
Wow.
Yeah. That's sitting down there. So anyway, but that's it. That's all. I'm not going to talk anymore. We want to talk about mortgages. We want to talk about mortgages.
How about those mortgages?
And so usually I catch up with Bubba during the week, but we haven't been catching up. So.
Yeah, I know.
And so questions, 972-387-4600. How do we help you with a home loan? How do we help you get the best deal you can get in Texas? Now, we're closing loans super duper fast. There's super fast, there's duper fast, and there's super duper fast.
Huh.
And so.
That's how that works.
Yep. Can you imagine if there was like a super duper man, a hero?
And that, you know,
does he wear two capes?
Other people are taking still a long time. I talked with a couple that was wanting to get something done, and they said, well, what's y'all's turn time? And this is in the Metroplex. I said, about a month. And they said, well, a month? Oh, yeah. All right. Everybody else is saying well, 2 months.
Yeah, we're getting them done about 21, 25 days in a lot of instances. Yeah. So they're moving pretty fast. The, you know, 30 days, on a, yeah, we're getting stuff even done faster than that. You're probably seeing a couple of weeks on a couple of them. Uh-huh. But that's a good
appraisal waiver.
That's
deal.
A good thing to say, 30 days, and if it goes a little bit longer. Some of the appraisals are taking longer, so the appraisers are backed up. So we can probably get loans done in about 2 weeks, 20 days. But the appraisals, you know, God bless like those appraisers. They're out there doing their best. But sometimes take 10 days to get back, so it might take 25, 30 days.
Central Texas area is where we're having, like, the
issue, biggest challenge.
The biggest challenge in, you know, taking several weeks to get an appraisal.
Yeah.
Why do you think that is?
Also, part of the witness protection program.
lack of appraisers, I would think. You know, it's lack of appraisers. Because everybody's doing a lot of cash out refinances because they really can't. They've decided that they're going to have to stay there and fix up their house.
Well,
because they
can't buy a house because things.
There's 50,000 people trying to buy a house.
And there's only 1,000 homes for sale. So, people are getting a lot of cash out of their house. Yes. People have so much equity right now. The home values are going up so much. Mm-hmm. We're seeing most people take cash out, pay off bills, do work on their house. It's at about 70% of the refinances are coming in as home equity. And we are the home equity experts. Tress, let's go into the questions, see what we got. 972-387-4600. Let's go.
All right. Our first question of the day. Oh, $195,000 on my home in McKinney, which is currently valued at $340,000. Looking at selling and moving, but I refinanced 3 months ago. Did I waste my money by refinancing? Also, with a credit score over 800, what rate am I looking at on a new loan, and how much would it hurt adding my wife to the loan, who has a credit score of 640? Ooh. The new home they're looking to buy is $435,000, and they have $120,000 down.
Depends if your wife gets violent when you put her on loans. If you put your wife on a loan, she's violent, it might hurt a lot. I mean, she might hit you. So the $340,000, you have a lot of equity there. Did you hurt yourself by refinancing? No. No,
because your equity's still going up.
Yeah, so your equity's going up, and you know, typically the rule is, you know, if you're going to live in your house for over 4 years, 4.5 years, refinance and get the best rate. If you're going to move within 4.5 years, refinance for the lowest closing cost. There's no reason getting the lowest closing cost if you're going to be there 30 years, you know, and you're not going to refinance again. Get the best rate, right?
Right.
Long term, the lower rate will pay off with lower payments accumulated over time. So, in this situation, we don't know if refinancing was a good deal. If you're going to stay there a while, maybe. Mm-hmm. And if you're saving a few hundred bucks a month, you're probably paying those closing costs pretty quick. Anyway, now they want to sell and move. Can they do that? They can do that. They probably sell your home pretty quick. And
but how sure you're going to get the home that you're looking at that's $435,000? Unless you, I mean, if it's a deal where you know the people and you're going to buy it, which seems like a lot of the loan deals that I get, they're like friends that they're buying their house, and not so much realtor deals where.
Yeah, there's a lot of that going on, too. Now, the $120,000 down thing, you're going to have plenty of equity there. You're going to get the best rate. With an 800 score, you're probably looking at rates in the upper twos.
Yep.
For a 30-year, if you're looking for a 15-year, you're probably going to get a rate down around 2. Right around,
but if you're talking 2%. About putting your wife on at 640, you're probably going to have about a 0.25% interest rate higher.
Yeah, that's his question.
I mean, like I said, it.
Now we understand why the hurt comes, because the 640 score, I missed it, Tress. I missed it. It was the last word in the sentence in the question.
Wife on with the 640 credit score.
The 640 credit score will raise your rate significantly. Yeah, you'll probably pay a 0.25% minimum higher rate with a 640 score. We'll always go with we being the industry. We'll go with the lowest score of the two individuals applying for a loan. So if one of them is 800 and one is 640, the 640 is the rate qualifier. And so that will impact the 800 will get you the best rate you can possibly get. You know, I do want to say this. I am going to say this because I'm taking some of this back. The 640 score, if you have 40% equity in a house, your score will not impact your rate. If you have 40% equity, if you put 40% equity, the rate impact charged by the Fannie Mae will not be so significant. Okay. And so if you have 5% equity, then the 640 will definitely be a 0.25%, if not higher, percent higher rate for you.
Yeah.
So the more equity you have with better scores, the better rates. The less equity you have with lower scores, then the worse rate. So, so I don't know how much it's going to hurt yet. But anyway, you can start looking at it if you wish. Yeah. And you should have no problem selling your home. Typically, people are seeing not only bids, but bids over and above the sales price. So if you went and listed your house for $340,000, that is one of those price points where you might get $340,000, you might get
$390,000.
Yeah, you might get $390,000. Yeah, you never know because there's not enough homes for sale. So 50 people are putting contracts in on the same house.
Yes.
If you want to be, crazy. If you want to feel popular, there's two ways to do it: dress like Elvis and walk through a jewelry parking lot, jewelry store parking lot. That's one way to do it. And the other way to do it is to try to put a house up for sale somewhere between $200,000 and $350,000 in Texas.
Yeah.
You'll be very popular. So anyway, those are the only two ways to get popular. Okay, so we have to take a break, Tress says. And so we want to come back and answer more of your questions. 972-387-4600. That is your text line, 972-387-4600. And you can text us, and when we come back, we'll answer your questions here on the TexasSunny.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan. We're back in the TexasSunny.com Mortgage Show. And we're happy to be back in the TexasSunny.com Mortgage Show. Our crew has not been together in 3 weeks, so
yeah,
we're all back together. Inappropriate Uncle Bubba will, at some point during the show, do something or say something that we're just not expecting. That happens with me all the time.
I expect it.
Yeah. Tress comes here for the shock and awe of the mortgage business. And so, Tress... Yes. We have more questions coming in. You can get your question in at 972-387-4600. You said you're going to go shooting bows and arrows. You're going to shoot arrows this week.
I am. I'm going to shoot bullets too, but I'm going to start with arrows.
You're going to start with arrows.
I am.
So the question that everyone is wondering, all your fans, they want to know, who do you envision is at the other end of that arrow or that bullet when you're shooting? Because vividness times imagination equals reality. So you're going to have a better time of hitting your target if you're very vivid in your imagination about what is it that is. Is it an apple?
No,
you're not thinking about hitting an apple off someone's head.
Not an apple.
You're not going to say a name, are you? Do you actually have a name in mind?
Well, okay. When I first started practicing for my LTC, well, I did initially think about my ex-husband. Not going to lie. But then I thought, you know what? That's really wrong and really rude. And it's probably more like along the lines of thinking about murder. So I switched it.
I apologize, everybody. I thought, oh, my gosh. Okay, go ahead.
But now I just picture whatever I'm frustrated about for the week, whether it's work or whatever.
Yeah.
And I just focus that anger and frustration. I put it all into.
I just hope that people in the drive-thru are nice to you, because knowing now that there might be some anger issues, we don't want to see that thing of that Texas woman, you know.
No. I typically have a good brain on my anger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here comes inappropriate Uncle Bubba.
And I don't have a lot of anger. I don't know. It takes a lot to really tip me over the edge. It really does. So I'm pretty laid back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's an electronic thing. Inappropriate Uncle Bubba is sometimes, you know what?
Yeah.
We all need help. You know, the good thing about this show is it makes you feel better about yourself.
Right?
Because when you hang around people who are a little bit, you know, inept at times, then you kind of go, hey, maybe I'm not so bad. And that's what this is all about. So we are talking about your home loan, and we do know home loans pretty good. We have no other talents. So home loans it is. And so we're going to help you get the best deal we can. We want to make sure you get in touch with us at 972-387-4600. And Tress will start answering your questions. Tress.
Okay. I've been renting my parents' house for the past 7 years. My parents offered to sell me the house, and I want to buy it, but I filed for bankruptcy, Chapter 13, almost 2 years ago. My credit scores are 640 and 589. Is it possible for me to get a loan, and how?
You know, this is the reason I got into the mortgage business. This is the reason I started TexasLending.com. Because in about 1998, when I was doing loans, that if you're under the age of 30, that's when things were still in black and white and all those other things. So 1998, I was doing a loan for somebody, and the person called me, and they said they were in a Chapter 13, and they wanted the house, and I was talking to them, and I said, well, you can't get a house while you're in Chapter 13. And they said, well, that's interesting, because I already got pre-approved with this other company. I said, what are you talking about? So I walk up to our underwriter, and I go, this person says they got a loan while they're in Chapter 13. They say, yeah, you get a loan. You get a loan in Chapter 13, but you do it this way. I said, how come no one knows this? Why don't people know that there are opportunities for them when they have difficult situations like this? You know, they want to get themselves a house, you know. So a Chapter 13, bankruptcy Chapter 13, a lot of people has a very negative connotation. They filed bankruptcy, obviously, with COVID and other things. A lot of people have had to do that. There's other times, medical issues, divorces, job loss, things cause things. And so there's Chapter 13 bankruptcy. And so what is a Chapter 13? A Chapter 13 is when you go to the court and you say, I really want the creditors to stop calling me. I want to pay my creditors back, but I'm just getting back on my feet, and I need to call off the dogs so that I can start developing some payments to them. So you go through a court-ordered restructuring of your debt. They restructure the debt, and over time, you pay your debts back. There's a loan program called an FHA loan, and the FHA loan states that if you're 12 months into a Chapter 13 bankruptcy, paying it on time every month and documenting, between the court's going to have to document you've been paying them on time. If you've been paying them on time for 12 months, and your credit scores qualify for FHA, you may qualify for an FHA loan. Their biggest challenge here is they have a 589 score.
Is that their mid score or their low score? She said 640 and 589.
Yeah,
640 so and 589.
The middle score is the one we're going to use.
So there, you can get a loan in the Chapter 13 bankruptcy. The issue is we want to get your credit scores back up. FHA, 3.5% out of pocket minimum, goes down to a 580 score. But I would say maybe 3% of lenders go down to 580 on FHA, because the lower the scores, the more the defaults, it is held against the mortgage companies.
Yes.
If they're writing loans for people that default, it is held against them for doing those loans. So
it's also a manual underwrite.
Yeah. So if you're in a Chapter 13, it's not going to be going through a computer that says you're approved. This approval process is probably going to take three. The pre-approval process will take at least 3 weeks. Why does it take 3 weeks?
That's a good question.
I'm not going to answer it. You got to guess.
It
takes 3 weeks because first we got to get your bankruptcy papers. Mm-hmm. We got to know everything that's in the bankruptcy. Okay. Then we got to compare that to your credit report. Make sure everything that's in the bad in your credit report is in the bankruptcy. Next, we need to go to your trustee, your mm-hmm. attorney. We got to contact your attorney and say, document that their payments have been on time for the last 12 months. So then it's going to take some time to get the documentation for that. Then we got to get you pre-approved for a loan amount and a payment. So you have to say you're approved for this payment, $1,500 a month. Well, the bankruptcy judge, because mm-hmm. the judge says, yes, I'll grant you this bankruptcy. We'll call the dogs off, pay your bills back over 5 years through the court. The judge has to approve your new payment. That's what it is. Get you a new payment. And so we got to be very careful. Here's what a good mortgage company is going to do. They are going to try to get you pre-approved for the highest payment that we can get you approved for. And the reason is this. Let's say you want to get a house with a $1,400 payment. Okay? And then we go to the judge and we get you approved for a $1,400 payment. But then you go out there and you get a contract, and then the house, all of a sudden you find a house that's a little bit more, and now your payments can be $1,500. Mm-hmm. Well, we got to go all the way back to the judge again. And the judge might be backed up, and they might take a week or 2 weeks or 2.5 weeks to get back with us for the approval. So the process is this. Get us your documentation. We're going to get it to your attorney. The attorney is going to go to the judge and get it pre-approved for the loan amount. For the payment amount.
The good thing here is that they're living in their parents' house, and their parents are going to give them time to get this done because they're wanting to buy the house.
And so the other thing is, man, this person, if you work with a loan officer who hasn't been in the industry at least 8 or 9 years, you're going to rather eat lint than go through this process. Mm-hmm. If you're buying a home if you're living in your parents' house, there's also another thing called an arm's length transaction. Okay? You're living in your parents' house. That's a good thing. You've been living in it for over a year. That's a good thing. Because you should be able to get into that house under normal circumstances. There are circumstances where you're going to buy a house from your parent where you have to put 15% down because it's a non-arm's length transaction. The FHA doesn't know if your parents are trying to do, you know, if there's something else going on there. That's an antiquated thing. They're going to have to change that sometime. But there are situations where a child buying a house from a parent is required 15% down. You've been living in the house for the last 6 years, so it should be your minimum 3.5% down. That has to be documented, okay?
And that can be a gift?
Yes. Now, the other thing is the down payment can be a gift. Your parents can gift you the down payment.
And the closing costs.
Correct. They can gift you down payment and closing costs. And so your parents can actually gift you up to each parent can gift you up to $15,000 per year, tax-free. Talk to your CPA. I'm not an accountant. But you can get gifts from relatives, a direct relative, like a parent or a brother or sister or son, kind of thing, 15 grand per year. And it changes every year. The last time I looked, it was 15 grand. So your parents can gift you the down payment on the house. They can pay for your closing cost out of the sales price if they so still like you. And then the other thing is just take a couple deep breaths, do some yoga breaths. And if you don't know how to do yoga breaths, then it's going to take this process even longer. You got to go do some yoga first. You got to take some breaths because it's going to take about 2 or 3 weeks. Just prepare yourself for that because we don't know how long the judge is going to take to get you approved.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But the good thing is, like I said, they're living in their parents' house and they've got time to work on it.
Because it's a manual approval, we don't just type it in and the computer says approved. We have to send it to our underwriter for approval. And so we're going to get all your documentation to make sure your credit is approved. So that's bankruptcy papers, approval from the attorney. You know, let's say you have to have all these things for approval. That was a long answer. I hope some of you didn't just drive off the high five to take the pain away from all the discussion we just had about that. So we are here talking about – there's so much doom and gloom in this show today. Very morbid mortgage show. Mortgage – well, is a morbid word in itself. But we are...
See, I didn't think that was doom and gloom. This guy has hope.
You're giving information.
It's not doom and gloom. It's mortgage talk. Who wants to talk here about math on the...
Well, apparently you do.
Attorneys and judges on the radio. Oh, my gosh. Take the hammer out and hit your toe. Take the pain away from your head. Okay, so it's time for another commercial, according to Tress Collins.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then when we come back from this commercial, we have a few more questions. Get your question in. We want to get to it today. 972-387-4600. Bubba, we want to hear more from Inappropriate Uncle Bubba. So when we come back, we'll see what will come out.
And we'll see what appropriateness will come out.
Yes. So you got to be the greatest grandpa ever. My grandpa said, you're going to hear it's going to happen like this. We'll talk about that when we come back. After this break, the TexasSunday.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan. All right, we're back in the TexasSunday.com Mortgage Show. And the gift that keeps on giving, we just had a text from one of the Tolos. Can you read that, Tress?
Y'all suck. Give us Sean and RJ or start talking sports.
I do want to agree with this person. I do. But we're good at it.
We're good at sucking, hey.
So anyway, we just, you know what, we haven't seen each other in 3 weeks. We literally haven't. We usually, you know, Tress doesn't work in the mortgage business. She does the show with us. And Inappropriate Uncle Bubba, I haven't seen him. So we saw each other at 8 this morning, and we're just kind of, spazzes when we get together.
I tried to get you to come to trivia Wednesday night. You know, we won 2 out of the last 3 weeks.
Well, the one week you lost was when I was there.
Yeah, that's true. Man.
So
you played trivia on Wednesday nights?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Like Trivial Pursuit trivia?
No, trivia.
All right. That's a long story. We'll talk about it a different time.
Oh, okay.
And so, but it's good trivia. Tress, this is a sports station. So what we're going to do is we're going to try to be more sporty in the way we answer questions. Go ahead.
Okay. First time home buyer here up to the plate. Me and my wife are Okay. Me and my wife are wondering which is more wise, saving enough money to avoid mortgage insurance out in right field with a down payment, or putting a lower down payment and using that money for new house expenses out in left field.
Tress is adding all the sports jargon to your questions now.
Let's head to the bullpen and think about it.
First, why?
I'm trying.
You don't need to avoid mortgage insurance. You can with a down payment. So you can put 20% down to avoid mortgage insurance, or in some cases you can pay an extra couple percent up front to buy the mortgage insurance out upright. Outright. So you buy it outright. So let's say you have a $400,000 home and the loan algorithm says, well, if you pay 2% up front, then the mortgage insurance is paid up front. So you're not going to have monthly mortgage insurance. So instead of putting 20% down, you know, let's say you put a 5% down payment, you might be able to put 5% down plus pay the 2% mortgage insurance payment up front. You basically pay for mortgage insurance at the time of closing. Then it's not monthly. Then you don't have to put 20% down. Then you don't have to pay mortgage insurance for 10 years.
You can also price it in the rate, too.
Yeah. So instead of paying that 2%, let's call it 2%, you might have a rate that's 0.5% higher. So instead of getting 2.8 or 2.7 mm-hmm. on a 30-year or something like this on a home purchase, you might pay 3.25%. Then there's no mortgage insurance. Okay. So those are a couple of the ways to do it. You can put 20% down. You can put your 5% down, or there's even 3% down for first-time home buyers on conventional loans. It's 3% conventional. So you can put 3% down. Obviously, different down payments have different APRs.
Right.
Different loan programs have different APRs. So your rates and APRs will differ based on your closing costs. They'll differ based on your mortgage insurance.
But if you price it into the rate, you're probably going to have the same payment that you'd have with mortgage insurance, because mortgage insurance is typically...
If your rate's 0.5% higher but your mortgage insurance was 0.9, then if your rate was 2.7 and you had a 0.9 mortgage insurance payment, then suddenly you could be paying 3.6. But if you just roll the upfront mortgage insurance into the rate, that's one option. We already talked about the options. Mm-hmm. Look at your options to get the lowest payment you can, right? And that's the biggest thing, because most people aren't writing the homeowners. They're not writing off the interest on their mortgage anymore on their taxes because of the standard deduction. Mm-hmm. Most people don't meet that. And so you're not really writing off the interest anymore. I have my own thoughts about how that's going to affect us long term in this country.
Yeah.
But I do know that right now you're trying to get the lowest payment you can, right, with the least out of pocket. And so there's a couple different options to do it. Give us a call at TexasDunny.com, 972-387-4600. That's the phone number. That's also the text line if you want to ask us a question, 972-387-4600. Text now. And Tress.
All right.
It's got a nice question.
All right. Once I close my loan with Texas Lending, does Texas Lending sell my loan to another mortgage company?
Yeah. So we're approved with Fannie Mae as a lender, and we sell loans to Fannie Mae. We do not currently have a servicing department. So I was just talking to a couple people yesterday. It's almost like two different companies. You have a loan production company and you have a loan servicing company. They're not always the same thing. So there's some companies that have servicing departments. They have to start a whole department of just collecting payments. Typically, your loan payment goes to Fannie Mae in the end. A servicing company collects your payment, forwards the payment to Fannie Mae. Fannie Mae lets the servicing company keep a small stipend. It's about 0.25% per year. That's what a servicing company makes to service your loan, 0.25% per year. And so if you have a $100,000 home, they keep $250 a year to service your loan. The rest goes to Fannie Mae and the Fannie Mae bond, you know, people who buy bonds from them. And so that's how it works. And so we currently do not have a servicing department, but we are working on putting one together. It takes time, and you have to put it together. It's almost like starting a new company. We probably will start a new company. It would probably be our servicing company, the Aspire Financial Servicing Company. We have a real estate company. We are starting a title company, and we're starting a homeowners insurance company, and we will start a servicing arm. And so this is how mortgage companies work. We currently do not service your loan. So that is the fact. So go on to the next one.
All right. How long after a cash-out refinance can I sell my home to purchase a new one?
How long after you get a cash out can you sell it? Well, first of all, you can purchase a home before your cash out. You can purchase a home after your cash out. But if you're looking to get a cash out and sell it, there's one thing you need to be aware of. What do they got to be aware of in appropriate Uncle Bubba?
EPO.
What Bubba needs to be aware of. Mortgage companies, when they do a loan, cost them about $9,000 to write a loan. Mm-hmm. The personnel, the overhead, the cost, all the liabilities, insurance, cost about $9,000 for a mortgage company to write a loan, on average, in this country. And so mortgage company, when they do the loan, when they sell it to Fannie Mae or the servicer takes it on, the mortgage company has to get reimbursed. If the loan pays off within 6 months, then the lender has to pay back all their revenue. So they've paid out all the money to do the loan. They've paid the underwriters and the loan officers and the processors and everything. And then when they have to pay the loan back, they have to pay a penalty when a loan gets paid off early. There are penalties. So mortgage companies can write checks for $25,000. If we give you a $300,000 loan and you pay it off in 3 months, I might be out $17,000.
Wow.
And so, yeah, we try to get five or six of them in a month. It's expensive. How long after you get a cash out refinance? You can do it anytime you want. But here's the deal. This is the deal. When you sign on a mortgage, you're signing something that says, if it's your primary residence, I intend to live here. I intend this to have this as my primary residence. There is something called a situation where people are going to get a cash out and then list their home and move out 2 weeks later. And they call it their primary residence. And they have a contract already written on another home. Mm. So it wasn't really intending to be their primary residence. And so you basically defrauded a lender, defrauded Fannie Mae, or defrauded FHA, or defrauded VA, saying, this is my primary residence. Give me the best rate under the best terms and conditions. If the lender knows that you're not going to live in the home, one, they're going to put all of their $10,000 in fees up front. So you pay the lender the $10,000 up front so they don't have to be charged a penalty when the loan gets done or sold. So a lender needs to know if you're moving out so that you can get cash out. They can put your charges in. Here's the problem, though. In Texas, lenders on cash out refinances are not allowed to charge you over 2% of the loan amount. And so that's not going to pay their charges to get the loan done. So anyway, there are consequences to things in this world and laws and regulations and rules and how mortgage companies are held accountable. That is a lot of information that maybe you didn't want to know. But I'm just telling you.
That's what
a mortgage company is thinking about when you say, I'm going to get a cash out and move next week. Because, okay, call your bank. Call your bank, and run it by your bank and see what they'll do for you on it. Because a company like ours is only going to get penalties. It's going to cost us tens of thousands of dollars in penalties to do that.
Okay.
There's the only one way to do it, one way more to do it. Buy the other house as your primary residence.
Rent
then
that one
do
out.
Then do this loan as an investment property cash out. Uh-huh. Okay? Buy the other house as your primary, put 3% down, buy the house, and then get cash out on this property as an investment property. That's how to do it legally without anyone considering fraud
but
charges.
They've already done a cash out refinance, so how long after?
Oh, this is they already got one?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, yeah. Says how long after a cash out refinance?
Can I sell one?
Yeah,
doesn't
maybe.
Necessarily mean you've done one.
Right. You can do it anytime you want. Just that there's going to be your mortgage company's not going to like you much, so that doesn't matter. I mean, it's not. It's about
nobody.
It's, this
cares
is about, this
about
is about the consumer. This is about the consumer. That's that. But we just informed you what happens. You can sell it anytime. There is no prepayment penalty. Go ahead, Tress.
All right.
That's the risk the lenders take. That's why the rates are higher on cash outs, by the way. One of the reasons. So that's inappropriate, Uncle Bubba. And all of you sitting at home wondering why Billy Idol is playing songs here.
I thought that was our intro.
Okay.
After the break.
Okay. We're about to have to go to break.
See? I told you.
Well,
Billy Idol is telling us that we need to go to break.
Do we want
to
save this question or do you want to
answer we'll do it right
30
now.
Seconds? Okay. Faithful listener, do you repair credit or know someone who does?
Yes and no. Or no and yes.
No and yes.
No, we don't repair credit. And yes, we know someone who does. All right, we're going to a break now. No,
I know someone.
So we're not a credit repair company, and mortgage companies are not allowed to be credit repair companies. Did you know that? And they would actually get shut down by TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian if you ever let them know that your mortgage company is acting as a credit repair company. And so they will shut you down. And so mortgage companies cannot be a credit repair company. And so they, if anyone is touting that, that's not a good thing. And one of the we'll talk about the reasons why. We'll talk about the reasons why, and we'll see if we can find a name to text you during the break. When we come back, more questions that we'll answer for you and your mortgage show, the TexasLending.com show, right here on 105.3 The Fan.
No, I didn't.
We're back in the TexasLending.com mortgage show. We do everything we can to try to keep inappropriate Uncle Bubba together during the show here.
It's a lot of work.
And so you got to be a great grandfather, huh? So you're so your little kids, have your children ever called you and said, "Dad, our teacher for my kid just called from school and said that Grandpa told him this." Has that happened yet? Papa, is that what they has that happened yet?
Yeah.
Okay.
How'd you know?
Yeah, because, well, you have a moniker for a reason.
I do have a shout out today because it's my youngest son Beau's 30th birthday today.
Aw, happy birthday, Beau.
Yeah. How about that? 30 years old.
Happy birthday to Beau. Anyway, does Beau know mortgages?
Beau knows conditioning and strength training.
Okay. Well, if you want to get working out, you can do that. Now, if you want to get your credit repair, we can't help you, but we do have credit analyzer and credit expert from the credit bureaus that if you do apply for a loan with TexasLending.com, the credit analyzer / credit expert will let you know what you can do for your credit to get better credit scores. It's not credit repair. It's just credit information and credit update. Say, hey, if you do this, this, and this, your score might go up 20 points. So that's one way to do it. You can also, if you want to start this on your own, you can go to annualcreditreport.com. It's a free website. You can pay money on that website. There are ways for them to make money there, but annualcreditreport.com. There is a rule / law / regulation that says that every consumer has the right to get one free credit report per year from the bureaus. And so annualcreditreport.com is that website. And you go to that website, you get a free TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian credit report. It does not come with credit scores. It gives you all of the information that's on your credit without the credit scores. If you want to pay them money for your credit scores, you can. They'll probably charge you $40 or $50 to get your credit scores. But if you just want to go on there, you can then start disputing things on your own. You do not need a credit repair person to do it. You go there and you can start. If it's not yours, you dispute it. If it is yours, it's not legal to dispute something that is yours and try to get off a credit. So if it isn't yours, dispute it. And then they have 30 days to contact the creditor and verify that it is yours. Or if not, they have to take it off.
Seemed like there was a lot of news this week about credit and things, credit worthiness and the bureaus and how they're unfair. And
I didn't hear any of that.
Yeah. Oh, it was big news.
There's a lot of things that are unfair.
Uh-huh.
You know?
About, medical collections, tanking your credit.
One person getting a bigger piece of cake. That's unfair. So you can go on, but you know, I haven't seen all that.
Birthday cake?
Birthday cake maybe for Beau.
Beau. Yeah.
And so anyway, you can call us and we can start looking to see if we can get approved for a loan or run you through credit expert or credit analyzer. Anyway, go to annualcreditreport.com and you can get a free credit report. All of you can. And it's not going to hurt you. Okay, Tress.
Okay. I owe $304,000 on my home. Rate is 3%. Home value has increased to $380,000. Is it worth to refinance to a 15-year loan to lower interest rate and stop paying PMI? Just bought the home in October of 2020.
So here's one of your challenges is you have $76,000 equity in your house and 20% of $380,000 is $76,000. So if you're trying to get that 20%,
mortgage insurance.
So if you want to get rid of the PMI, you need to have 20% equity when we go to refinance it. The gamble is if the appraisal is for less than 380, and we have to roll the closing costs into your loan, and your loan amount goes above 304. Is it worth it? The 15-year rate for your loan size is somewhere around 2% right now. If you pay an origination fee, you might, on a given day of the week, get 1.875 in a 15-year for loans over $300,000 below the jumbo limit. So if you pay to a point of origination, but they don't have much equity, so you're probably looking at rate in the low twos if you don't want to roll a bunch of closing costs in. Is it worth it?
You can also look at it, and you're most likely going to get an appraisal waiver on that. You might be able to push that appraisal waiver a little bit higher.
I don't know. We'll have to wait.
I've seen it happen.
Yeah. So,
In fact, I just had it.
So this is the gamble, is what the appraisal is going to be. Can you get an appraisal waiver? Can we get rid of the PMI by refinancing? Just know this. If you do drop your rate from 3% to 2%, if you drop your rate by 1% on a $300,000 loan, you will drop your interest payment $250 a month. So on a $300,000 loan, a 1% lower rate is effectively $250 a month less that you're paying in interest that you can then pay towards your principal. That's
not less payment, less interest.
Less interest.
Yes.
Less interest. Now, that interest payment savings will drop over time. Yes. Why would I save less than $250 a month? Because we're only charging you interest on the amount you still owe on your mortgage. And as you pay your mortgage down, you're paying less interest anyway. And so, but on $300,000, comparatively, 3% versus 2% is a $250 less in interest per month. So.
Good stuff.
Good stuff. Good stuff. So, trust, we have any more questions? 972-387-4600. That's our text line. Please text us there. And when we come back next week, hopefully we're not so giddy and slap happy as we were this week.
Mm-hmm.
We're a little bit. Maybe I was slap happy.
Yeah, you know.
It's halftime. That's all I can tell you this year.
Halftime of the year, huh?
Yeah.
We're already in the second half of this year.
It's kind of crazy.
It is the 4th of July weekend. We hope everyone has a great time out there doing whatever they're going to do. Is there a Kaboom Town?
Yes, tonight.
Yeah.
See, typically up at Brookhaven, they have a fiesta up there, but I haven't paid any attention to that. I've been traveling, so I don't know if there's a fiesta or not.
Kaboom Town's tonight.
Yeah.
I think I'll come up here and watch it.
Well, Kaboom Town is in Addison. Obviously, you know, last night someone had one.
Where Farmers was Branch.
Because it sounded like it was right in my backyard.
Farmers Branch.
We live over here in Farmers Branch.
Yep.
And I was listening last night, and my dogs, they weren't too much, they weren't fans. So, but there was a lot of things going on. So
yeah, they spent a lot of money on that fireworks show.
Yeah.
Down at the historical park.
Yeah, so I could hear it from miles away. Anyway, Kaboom Town tonight, good luck on your weekend. We don't have any more questions from today. We want to have everyone get off of any bender you were on last night and start getting on your 4th of July barbecue weekend. We want to do that. So, Tress, what are you doing? You're going to go shoot people.
Well, yep, shooting arrows, shooting bullets, but we're also barbecuing. We're going to grill some steaks. Excited about that.
Yeah.
I think we're doing something like that at the house for Bo this
Saturday. We're supposed to go out to the AJGA, the AJGA, the American Junior Golf Association tournament out in Texas Tech, Lubbock.
West Texas. The
Rawls course at Texas Tech University.
When?
We're supposed to go tomorrow, but Nate is injured, so we're most likely canceling that. Because the IMG Junior World Championships is next weekend, and so we don't want to have him injured for that. So we might have to sacrifice the AJGA tournament. That's just the way it goes.
The way golf go.
We have loans closing in as fast as 12 days in some cases, but our average is probably around 25 days right now. And so if you're trying to get your home loan done, they can go faster, they can go slower. A lot of it's just the third-party vendors. All of us have to work together to get them done. So the appraisals are taking longer in some cases, especially if the appraiser has to drive a little bit farther to get to where you live. And so make sure that you get prepared and make sure you call a company like us, TexasLending.com. We have loan officers here now. They're going to get you the best refinance, the cash out refinance. There's so much equity in homes. You can get cash out. It's pretty simple with us. We've been doing it for 20 years. We're the experts at home equity loans, and we do a ton of them. And if you're trying to buy a home, our home purchase team, we have over two dozen loan officers who just do home purchase here. They only do home purchase loans. They get you pre-approved. They're working on getting you closed on time. They're working with the realtors. We'll refer you to our realtor company affiliate. We will refer you to them. And we work as a team to get your loan done quickly. And so that's TDT Realtors and DMill Real Estate. We'll get you done as fast as we can on your home purchase. Go online at texaslending.com. Call right now. A live person will always answer your call when you call us, 972-387-4600. And one of our loan officers will get working with you this weekend. And so by the time you get past 4th of July, your loan's already in processing. 972-387-4600. Go online to texaslending.com. For Tress Collins, for Inappropriate Uncle Bubba, I'm Kevin Miller. Have a great 4th of July weekend. We'll see you all next week on the texaslending.com Mortgage Show right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.